Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we are still celebrating Women's History Month, and we are talking with Betty Ann Hart from the Georgia Coalition of Black Women. Ms. Hart, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so happy to be here talking with you, because this year you all are honoring Dr. Rita Jackson Samuels. And I am somewhat familiar with Dr. Samuels' work, but would you share with our listeners why Dr. Samuels is being honored this month?
Well, Rita Jackson Samuels is a pioneer. She's one of the few people that we can still talk with who was a women's lieutenant with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She served as his secretary, as well as a prominent figure within the civil rights movement and with SCLC. So her contemporaries are Andrew Young and Dr. Joseph Lowery and people like that. And if you know, we know a lot about men in the civil rights movement, but we don't know a lot about women in the civil rights movement. And Rita is a walking history book. But not only did she serve in the civil rights movement, of course, she was much younger than the people I've mentioned, but she was able to take her talent and her energy and things that she gleaned into a lifelong episode of organizing and promoting women's rights and civil rights and equal rights. So she's really a pioneer, and she's a behind-the-scenes person. So we thought it very important that we honor her on this Women's History Month.
And it is really the behind-the-scenes people where a lot of the true power lies. And I just want to share that Dr. Samuels was the first Black woman in the history of the state of Georgia to serve on the personal staff of a Georgia governor. And this is when Dr. Samuels served as a coordinator for Governor Jimmy Carter's office. And she was on his Council on Human Relations. And we forget, with the first still being made today, that there are a lot of firsts that kind of just, you know, kind of get smoothed over, so to speak, in history. But that was a very significant thing that she did.
Yes, Rita was the first Black woman to serve on the staff of a governor in the state of Georgia. And she later went on to serve, as you said, on the Community Relations Commission. And when Jimmy Carter went to Washington, D.C., as the president of the United States, Rita went with him. So early on, she had, in the 1970s, she had the second phase of her career where she was able to witness the internal workings of government.
And this is an amazing thing. If you really think back to the 70s, this was right when affirmative action was really kind of first coming into play, and it was the first start of people even being aware that they should kind of have diversity on their staffs.
Yes, and President Carter was a trailblazer that way. Mrs. Rosalind Carter was a trailblazer. And you may or may not recall, when they went to Washington, they were outcast somewhat because they were from the South. And so, but Rita was in a position in which she witnessed firsthand his presidency, the relationships that were built, and how to support and reach out to those relationships. And I think that's been one of the keys to her success, is her ability to work with people across the aisle, work in settings in which she is the only woman, work in settings in which she is the only Black person, work in settings in which she is from rural Georgia. So she knows the state as well as the politics and the people in Atlanta. And she's never left her grassroots. She's never left her rural upbringing. She's never forgotten the people that she's met along the way.
And for her, getting civil rights for African Americans was important, but she also realized we needed to fight for the rights of women and for women to have a voice.
Yes, truly, Rita was a pioneer in advocating for women's history and women's rights and women's training. And she, as you said, in the 1970s, that was not necessarily a popular issue. And she's been very vigilant here in Georgia in pushing women, not just black women, to the forefront. For example, one of her most significant achievements, I think, is founding and being the first president of the Georgia Commission on Women. She was the first black woman on the state elections board. She founded the Georgia Coalition of Black Women in the late 70s, early 80s, which was a network of African-American women throughout the state, many of whom were rural mayors and county commissioners and civic leaders across the state of Georgia to help them network and become empowered and get resources. And in the 1980s, that was a limited group of people, but they've been able to expand, and she's been supportive and supportive of women candidates, supportive of women being appointed to boards, supportive of women getting contracts and being a part of the business network. So I think that she's a pioneer not only in civil rights, as you said, but in advocating for women's opportunities.
And I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who can't even imagine that the state had to create a commission on women. It almost seems now that that would have existed forever. But we know that there were women who had to speak, and Rita was definitely one of them, to get that kind of movement so that women did have a voice at the table.
That's correct. And I think she was very astute at documenting this as well. For example, the exhibit that she sponsored and got funded, the Resource Guide to Economic and Social Contributions of Georgia Women in collaboration with Emory University, which is still there. She served on the board of the National Women's History Museum and was a fellow selected by First Lady Rosalynn Carter at the Institute of Women's Studies at Emory University. So, yes, we tend to take women's studies departments, women's programs, the looking at women crushing or going through the glass ceiling for granted, but Rita was at the forefront of saying this has to be done and also helping train and get women ready to take those positions.
And this is the 20th annual Women's History Month luncheon. It is scheduled to take place on Friday, March 30th at the Carter Center. And if our listeners want to participate and want to be part of this honor for Dr. Rita Samuels, can you tell us how they can be involved?
Well, I think the tickets are available on Eventbrite. If you go to the Georgia Coalition of Black Women's website, you will find it there. And also the Carter Center. So are any member of Women of the Georgia Coalition of Black Women or Women Flying High?
And that is the Georgia Coalition of Black Women, their 20th annual Women's History Month luncheon, where they are honoring Dr. Rita Jackson Samuels for her impact on women's history. Betty Ann Hart, thanks so much for coming and sharing just a little bit about the accomplishments of Dr. Rita Jackson Samuels. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.